Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. We're glad to be back with you today. You know, if you've been around a playground lately or any play area, you've probably heard the kids with a pretty consistent cry. They'll be calling out to their mom or dad, "Hey, mom, watch this. Dad, watch this." And they want you to notice. They want you to pay attention to what's going on in their lives. And I think that's a really important leadership skill as well, Greg, because there seems to be a lot of people. They got the title, they got the office, and then all of a sudden they kind of close themselves off in that office and wrap themselves in the title, and they forget to pay attention to the team that's around them. And then what starts happening to their leadership?
As a recipient of a person who was a leader and decided to, you know, become disengaged, or we became disenfranchised. Huh. I mean, it's if they're not spending time with us,
right?
What else are we working on, right?
Absolutely.
So I think the goal as leaders, once in a while, you got to shut your door. You know, you got to do some thinking or have a private conversation. Overall, though, availability means you're open to learning from them, including them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the noticing, it's just a mindset shift, but we become pretty selfish when we start, you know, getting the accolades of a leader and, oh, this is your new office, or you're in charge of this group now. And I think losing fact of the focus of people,
right?
They just need the oxygen from us as leaders.
Well, you know, and I know, like, even if I'm working by myself and nobody else is around, you can get so engrossed in a project. You know, you kind of get in a rhythm, you get in a flow, and you're like, you don't want to break that. And you're just like, you know, you're looking at your computer screen, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're like, oh man, what time is it? And you lose track of that. And I think that does happen. So let's give the benefit of the doubt that there are some leaders that they're just so engaged in their work that they almost forget. We all know that there's those leaders that are on purpose, like, I'm too good to interact with you, you know, come kiss my ring when you come in the office, kind of a thing. But let's talk to those leaders that they just get so caught up in their work that they forget about it. Mm-hmm. How can we help them learn the value of noticing, and how can we help them build into their schedule just some routines of making sure that they're noticing?
I think it varies on the organization. The pace, like, some organizations could be very fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking like the medical world. You know, you got a, you know, code red or something, and we're going to have to go handle this thing, the
right.
Emergencies. Not all businesses are like that, though.
And sure.
So I think there has to be some set, you know, trigger, or maybe a sign on the road as you're going as a leader. Hey, slow down and, you know, smell the roses and bring others out too to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pace is one. I think the other part that is a challenge for me, the value of work gives such feedback.
Sure.
The valuing of a person, you know, it's a little more dangerous. Like, hey, cutting the grass is easy. Asking a person to help you landscape is, okay, well, who'd you ask? So I think the people part is harder. It's the soft tissue where you're like, how do I measure?
Sure.
How do I measure success in that relationship? But I think the being available isn't unselfish. You know, you wrote a book on servant leadership. I think being available and being a noticer is an unselfish trait of leaders. It's not easy, though.
It's not. No. But just like I opened with, you know, those kids, hey, dad, watch me slide down the slide. Hey, mom, watch me jump into the pool. That doesn't go away. People want to be noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of their age, they want to be noticed. They're just maybe not as overt about it as a 5-year-old saying, right. dad, you know. So knowing that the people mm-hmm. want to be noticed, what is it that they want to be noticed? What do they want you as a leader to see in their life? What should you be looking for?
I love the sort of the phrase of, you know, manage by walking around,
yes.
Lead by walking around. They're different acronyms. I had a partner who happened to pass away, you know, from a battle with cancer, but his availability and interest in us for lots of years was he'd get in, get his cup of coffee, and he'd move around and maybe take a different route, go to a different floor, maybe reach out to a different office. But he was very intentional. It was his makeup. And I think it was a decision of his, which is really the key.
Yeah.
He was a worker. I mean, he loved the work, but he also realized, you know, more hands help the work. And I think there's where we're kind of breathing oxygen into people's spirits.
Sure.
They're exchanging, you know, 5 hours, 10 hours of their day each day. And then you climb, time that all by a week or a month. You're like, there's been a lot of time here. And if they're not getting some feedback, I don't mean, you know, blue ribbon, everybody's happy, but like you noticed, and some are harder to notice. Mm-hmm. I think that's a place where we have to play as so someone who is difficult to notice, hard to approach.
Sure.
It's easy if we're in someone, you know, like, you know, they have the animal spirits and, you know, like they're the golden retriever. Well, they always want to be noticed, you know.
Sure.
It's the, you know, it's the, you know, German Shepherd. You're like, okay, that's a really good, you know, team player, but yep. How do I find them?
Or hard to read, like you said.
Yeah, it's hard to read, you know, and you can't get frustrated. I've learned the hard way, and I just decided it needed to be an appointment. Mm-hmm. So I would just write down a person's name. Sometimes I prayed about it over the weekend, and on Monday I reached out, and you'd be so surprised as a leader, like, that was definitely appointed.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they were in this situation. But I think just having it, not to, you know, put a stick of note up there or something, but it has to be part of your day.
Well, and I think if you're not taking the time to notice the uniqueness and the individuality of the people on your team, they could really easily just feel like cogs in the machine. They feel like they're, you know, just a machinery, that not a flesh and blood person with feelings and fears and dreams. And to sit down and say to them, you know, what can I do to invest in you? How can I help you soar in this area? I think goes a long way towards when they say, I am putting in these extra hours. But then they say, but they notice me. Mm-hmm. I'm not just, you know, I'm not just helping to pad something or move right. something along. I'm really a part of an actual team. That's what I think is so important, is making that human connection. That they're not, and also too, when you do have to have maybe a rougher conversation with somebody on something. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I know when I'm in the school and I hear over the announcement when they say, you know, so-and-so come down to the office, you know, everybody goes, all the kids are like looking at him like, ooh, what did you do? Well, it's the same thing in work. If somebody says,
I had that a lot.
Again, called down to the office. Yeah, me too. When somebody says, go into the boss's office.
It wasn't to help him fold paper. I know.
No. When somebody says, go into the boss's office, and you're like, uh-oh, what did I do? But if there's this regular interaction, they're noticing me, they're paying attention to me. Hey, can you step into my office for a second? They don't have the fear of like, oh no, what's going to happen? Because they know that you have this genuine care mm-hmm. about them.
I think taking interest leads to importance.
Yes.
And our job is to develop the people,
yep.
right? We're not robots. We're not machines. We might work with them. But you really are investing in the human side of a person. I think there, if without interest and without being noticed, you get a disenfranchised person who becomes less productive. Mm-hmm. Their performance tails mm-hmm. Because it, to them, maybe it doesn't matter. It does, and that's where it comes on us.
Yeah.
We have to find out how they wish, like we've talked about love languages. Yep. What does that look like?
Sure.
Is it time with a person?
Yep.
Is it just a note?
Yep.
You know, is it a, hey, I'll help you out? You know, is it just stopping in and physical presence, just how you doing, you yep. know? But I think everybody as a leader needs to find out what everyone else's needs are.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, I could be giving you gifts, you know, as my language. You're like, no, I want you to help me.
Right. I want your time. I don't really care about the,
I don't care another watch or whatever, you know, or a hat or whatever. But I do think it leads to some real leaders. And then really time-wise, you're like, okay, I can run a company, but boy, I can invest in people. Mm-hmm. And the whole, you know, daddy watch me. I mean, we have all been at the pool where the kid's going to go down the slide. And you're like, he's like 2'2". That slide is 19,000 feet tall. You're like, can he do it? And you're like, oh gosh, I hope Billy does it. And then when he does, you're like, okay, all the adults are off the chase chairs, the kid's in the pool, and you're like, you did it, you know.
Right.
And maybe someone has to jump in to save him, but you know, but he went down the slide, and it was a big accomplishment.
Sure.
And I think for us, we might take for granted the little things that we do every day.
Sure.
But we can't take people for granted on the little things they do. Otherwise,
I, I was looking, well, I was looking over the notes. We had kind of set a shot back and forth. And I like this analogy that you talked about, the difference between a window and a mirror. Elaborate on that.
Well, sadly, I was with a leader, a partner for a long time, and he had a lot of mirrors in his room. I never really thought about very much then. I'm like, okay, so he's, you know, checking to see if he's got broccoli in his teeth or what is he doing, you know. But he had a big mirror, you know, like on the back of the door. He had a mirror when he was talking on the phone. And I'm like, it's kind of weird. But he had no windows. He pulls the shades. And I thought, he really has access to zero people.
Except himself.
Well, and that's how much he grew.
Yeah.
He didn't, unfortunately. And right. In all the years I worked with him, he became less and less of a leader, less and less of a person of influence. And it was sad to watch, yet many of them still think they are. But I think the mirror part is, it's very self. It's, what do I look like? Presentable. Okay, I'm going to go in this big meeting and tell them how good we're doing. And
how good I'm doing.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, that's how it ends up.
Yeah.
The window is really it's an image of a servant leader. They've got their stuff to do, right? You've got your computer and you've got your reports and you've got your analysis and you've got these emails to, and then you're like, Mary's out there, looks like she has been crying. I'll put this away, you know, because if you don't notice, they'll go another hour or two being unproductive.
Yeah.
You know,
and then they're like, why is nobody paying attention to me?
Well, and that's the other part. You have to, as leaders, we'll have to kind of wrestle with, are people doing it for attention?
Sure.
You know, good behavior is one thing. Bad behavior is another thing, but they still get attention.
Sure.
But I do think there's a lot to be said, Craig, for people that got good esteem building relationships when they were younger. Man, just a little breath of oxygen and they're just amazing. Those that maybe are depleted are empty. And I think this is where one word we can chat about as leaders is, you have to have equity with people. You know, there's got to be some balance. Like, you've spent time with me. I'm willing to listen to your discipline or criticism or instructions or invitation. So I think people really, they want consistency. And I think that's tough for us leaders to, particularly if it's a big company.
Sure.
Or multiple sites.
Well, I think the other thing that I like about the window idea too, is it's really saying to my team, you can look at me, you know, and see, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes too. You know, and I love, years ago, I heard somebody say that a real good way to remember the word intimacy is into me, see. And where you're letting the other person, so you don't have the guards up.
Right.
It's that humility to be able to stand up in front of your team and go, man, I really did not handle that one well. Mm. And I think, you know, even the fact that you say, I'm noticing even in myself that I've got areas to improve, right. Or I notice in myself, I need somebody to come along every once in a while and say to me, hey, I notice what you're doing. Good job. I need that too. Just like you, so I think that it becomes a two way, you know, you were talking about like the door closed. I remember, I had, one of my organizations Tuesday morning, however it worked out in my schedule, was my morning that I was like, I'm going to close my office door. Cause I really need to just have some like, you know, concentrated time to really work through some stuff. The rest of the time, my door was pretty much open and I was very accessible to my staff. But what I discovered is because I was so accessible and because I was around noticing them and hanging out with them, when my door was closed, they worked so hard to protect that time for me. That they like, when people would call, oh, I need to talk to, you know, Craig, let me help you with that. Well, I really need to talk to him. Is there anything that I can do to help? Right. I mean, they tried to protect that time for me because it wasn't that, you know, my door was closed all the time and, you know, you have to go through three gatekeepers to schedule a time to get to me. The rest of the time, the door was open. People didn't schedule appointments. They just walked right into my office and, you know, and we had the conversation. So I think it does, it enhances my leadership and it helps other people to grow in their leadership too. If I'm just taking the time to notice what they can do and I'm available for them and they're available for me.
I think the culture to set for the leader is a culture of curiosity.
Mm. Yeah.
As much as being a servant, because the curiosity is, you know, what are you working on this week? Is there anything, any resources you need? Do you need some extra help, an extra time? What do you need? You really care. Like, you know, I got a big project coming. Well, I heard about it. I can't wait to see it. But you challenge them to be curious.
Right.
As the leader, you lead that way. You serve that way. Like, hey, you know, tell me something you guys hope to do this summer. You know, I know you're excited that your kids are going to be out of school here June 15.
Right.
You're asking me a question unrelated to production or sales or manufacturing or whatever. Yeah. So I think curiosity would be one of my ahas for leaders.
Sure.
Setting the time aside. So like, I'm curious to what you're doing. Are you really? No, I really am. Yeah, I know, because you've come in here every month. Good.
Sure.
It's consistent.
Yep.
I think that's really one thing we don't do enough of, in my opinion, is, so what are you up to? You know, what lights your fire here? Hey, in another 2 years, what would you like to be doing? You don't want to sit here. Where else can we put you?
Right.
You really want me to fill in the blank? Yeah, tell me your dreams. How would I know?
Yeah.
You know, right. It's not like we have a napkin you can write on it. I want to know.
Right, absolutely.
But curiosity, I think, is a real fun trait. I mean, you've got some stories on curiosity, like, oh my goodness, I learned this.
Well, I just the simple things like saying, hey, I know you guys got, it's your wedding anniversary coming up this weekend. Hmm. Like, well, you remember that. I mean, just, it's not that hard. And that's why I get a little frustrated with people, you know, leaders, at least in title, you know, that I just can't get through to my people. We seem like it's not that hard to invest in somebody's life. And like we've said multiple times, most people, when they quit a job, they don't quit the job, they quit the boss or they quit the people that are around them. And if nobody's noticing that I've slowly been checking out here, nobody's paying attention to that, then I just step out the door and, you know, see you later, bye. You had in, and I think this is such a great example. There is probably the best noticer of people, everybody, that you sent me a note on that would spot the individual in the crowd. Mm-hmm. Share that.
Well, Jesus' ministry was really not for the mass. He would walk to a city that was not a desirable city, maybe a city he wasn't welcome in. Maybe a city no one liked to go to, maybe a country they walked around. And he went in there and he found the woman at the well. It's amazing. He healed the guy. He knew there was someone touched. Remember in the crowd, someone touched my cloak.
Yeah.
I mean, I got goosebumps saying, like, how would you know someone touched your cloak as a crowd of people?
Right.
But he went out of his way to find a little bit of the outliers. He noticed someone like, all right, so, you know, the woman at the well. Now, this is living water. You're just not giving me water. A whole lesson in an exchange of a minute around a well.
Yeah.
He just did things so intentionally, but naturally. And I think that's my challenge as a leader, and certainly for our viewers and listeners. How do you do that like Christ? You know, because he really found the people. You know, he didn't hang around the famous, the people on cable TV. Totally kidding. They didn't have it back then. They did have dirt floors, but nothing else. But I think he just made such a fascinating attempt at finding the people that maybe weren't desired.
Yep.
And even the disciples, you know, where they talked about when Christ ascended and the gentleman at the temple with the skin and come on in and he danced once they really didn't even do anything. I mean, they said, do you believe? And I think just finding that person, like you didn't ignore the person with leprosy or skin disease or paralyzed or whatever the parables and miracles are in the Bible, that they're very encouraging about.
Yes.
How did Jesus live it out?
It is a great example. And you know what, leaders, that's why, I mean, I think that if we could say anything to you that would help you grow is just if you notice the people around you, build that into your schedule. If you have to do like what Greg did, where he would write down names, you know, just as they came to him, hey, I need to check in. Or maybe you just have a rotating list where you just say, okay, here's the list of my team members. I'm going to go, you know, hey, let's get, this guy likes coffee. I'm going to take him out to coffee, you know, da, 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 just however you want to do it, write down the list. Build those things into your schedule. Don't isolate and fail to notice.
I think the one cool sentence at the very end of our podcast here, this episode, is just encouraging them. It's your superpower.
Oh, absolutely.
And what is it? Right. It's just paying attention.
Just paying attention.
You know, it doesn't even cost. There's no pay.
Right.
It's just attention. Give attention to whatever we say.
Absolutely.
It. But just the whole, it's a superpower.
Yep.
People, like, we were out socially with my sons, and all of a sudden we're out, and the person goes, "Oh, hey, you taught me how to throw a curveball." I did. Also goes, "Yeah, that's so-and-so from Little League." Oh. Yeah, my mom was amazed and my dad was amazed that you separated me from the team and made me throw curveballs and taught me and then put me back out on the field. You took the time away. You're 27 years old. That's
right.
16 years ago. Like,
right.
That mattered.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the other part we have to caution. Let's stay humble, even though we make a difference, because it would be pretty... We'd have to end up with a pretty big head,
right?
If you're like, okay, I helped him, I helped her, I helped him. You know, it's like, that's not what we're doing it for.
So, right.
Yeah, just, it's your superpower.
Well, and one of the places that we would encourage all of you, even outside of your organization, we're wearing these shirts here that remind us never to forget those people that gave their lives in freedom of our country. But then you've got family members that are left behind. Notice them. Pay attention to them. Just because their loved one that served may not be here anymore, they're still here. And so you can invest in their life and you can notice them and recognize them for the sacrifice that their loved one made. Noticing is indeed, as Greg said, it's a superpower. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to help you in all of these areas. If we can coach you a little bit, check out MaximizeLeadership.com. We have a coaching page on there. There's just a kind of a free form at the end where you can type in your contact info and just describe for us a little bit the leadership challenge that you're facing. We'll read those. We'll get back to you. We'll tell you either what we can do to help you, or maybe we'll refer you to somebody else. But we'll be a great resource for you there. And then you can go on to Twitter, Maximize Podcast on Twitter, or right here on this video. Just leave a comment below. If you've got a suggestion or an idea, say, hey, why don't you guys talk about this topic in the future, something a little bit more general for us to discuss. The coaching becomes very specific and very unique for you. But in either case, just get in touch with us. We want to be a resource for you and help you grow to your very best leadership potential. Stay tuned. Make sure that you subscribe and click the bell so you're notified every time our new episodes drop. Talk to you soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.